I didn't mention a few minutes ago that the Thanksgiving parade is sponsored by McDonald's. It is the McDonald's parade.
Good. Are they going to be throwing McRibs?
I was going to ask if there's maybe a giant McRib balloon, or maybe I could be in the parade dressed as a McRib.
Let's see.
Or passing out the sandwiches. Or better yet, you.
Do they have any of that material left, the couch material?
Better yet, you should be in the parade on the McDonald's float. This is a time of year where you think back to holidays past, and there's a really terrific website you want to check out. It's called ForgottenChicago.com. And with us to talk about it, the folks who started it and run it, Jacob Kaplan and Patrick Steffies, is it, Pat? Thanks for being here today. First of all, tell me about the gestation of this website. How did it all start?
Sure. Well, it was about 6 years ago. Myself and some friends from high school got together and we went to high school on the near west side, Whitney Young, spent a lot of time riding the L downtown and would see interesting buildings, be like, what the heck is that? You know, there's an interesting history behind that. And so we got together, we said, why don't we start this website? We'd seen similar sites. New York has forgotten New York, and there was nothing like this for Chicago. So we got together, started it, and it's just been growing and growing since then. We started it just as a website. Now we give tours, lectures, lots of stuff.
How long ago was that, Jacob?
6 years ago, so 2007.
But this started in high school?
Well, soon after high school. I was I was in college at the time here in Chicago, northeastern Illinois, and got together with some friends from high school and decided to start this. We've been talking about it for a while, though.
That's very young to get such a huge idea like this, right?
Well,
And put it into action. I can't imagine my high school kids, having done that.
Patrick, what was your role in all this?
Well, I was involved actually with the very first tour, which was back in 2008. And the Tribune actually had done a pretty extensive feature, I know, on the site. And I saw it and I thought, wow, this is something really interesting. And so I was able to go on the very first tour, and I've been on pretty much every tour since. And I've really gotten a bigger role with the organization now. And it's been just a wonderful opportunity.
One of the fun things about the website is to check out places that you used to go to. And when I was a kid working in the merchandise mart as an NBC page, when NBC was still up there, I used to eat at a restaurant there called Henrici's, long gone. And I see here you have some old promotional materials from Henrici's in the merchandise mart. How do you dig this stuff up?
Well, that's funny that you mentioned that. That was part of an article we just posted last week on an architect named James Eppenstein, who is one of probably the most forgotten architects in Chicago. And a lot of those images come from magazines that haven't been publicized or digitized or indexed or cataloged. So I've been able to go through a lot of these, and I'll photograph them and scan them, and then I'll kind of reuse them. So this information's out there. It's kind of in today's internet age. It's kind of ironic that you actually have to go to a library, sit down, flip through a magazine to get some of this info, because that's the only way to do it.
And when Pete, when you talk about these tours, how are those set up? How often do you have them? Where, when, how do people find out about them?
Sure. So we do tours throughout spring, summer, and fall, typically. And we announce our tour season at the beginning of every year. So upcoming this January, we'll announce, what tours we'll be doing for next year. And we do everything from walking tours. We pick, obscure neighborhoods of the city and do walking tours in them, Jefferson Park, the Southwest Side, all over the place. We've been doing for the past 3 years, or 4 years actually, boat tours. So we do a boat tour, but not down the main branch of the Chicago River, but down on the Calumet River on the southeast side, looking at the remnants of the steel industry. We've done bus tours of remnants of the Chicago's long-gone cable car system with an author by the name of Greg Borzo, who wrote a book on it. So we do a wide variety of tours. Most of them are completely original and new each year. So
is a lot of what you do stuff that is currently still in Chicago, or the forgotten stuff that doesn't even exist anymore?
We tend to focus more on stuff that's gone, but where you can still see remnants of it. So, for instance, talking about the fact that Chicago at one time had the largest cable car system in the country, we went and actually looked at some of the buildings that still remain that were powerhouses when the cable cars were in existence and things like that. So, like physical remnants of things that are long gone, but you can still see the remnants of it.
People this time of year are very nostalgic about going to Marshall Fields in the old days, seeing the windows, being downtown. The great thing about your website, ForgottenChicago.com, is you get into all parts of the city. But as far as downtown and the holiday season and what's on the minds of many now, what's on the site?
Well, I mean, we don't have any necessarily holiday-focused posts right now, I wouldn't say. But talking about department stores and Marshall Field, there's a lot of memories about Marshall Field, of course. But one of the things that we like to focus on are the more overlooked department stores that used to be on State Street, like the Fair Store and of course, Carson's, which is now gone. So I think sometime in the future we'll probably be doing a post on the more overlooked department stores of State Street that are long gone, but had a lot of Christmas memories for people as well. So
tell me a little bit about the Shoreline Motels.
Sure. Yeah, that was.
Why do you want to know about those, Marianne?
I don't know because
you have some fond memories.
Well, because
there?
On their website, one of these tours is called the Miami of Canada, and you know that caught my attention immediately. And Chicago's Shoreline Motels. I was curious about it.
Sure.
Yeah. What's that story?
Yeah, thanks. So, and when people think of motels in Chicago, they often think of Lincoln Avenue. And actually, I was on WBEZ not too long ago kind of talking about some of those. But to me, what was really interesting were there were so many motels along near Lake Michigan, facing Lake Michigan, or on a kind of lakefront street. So doing a lot of research and going through a lot of magazines, I found there were 13 of them actually built. 10 of the buildings have been demolished. And this
when were they built? Like, what years are we talking about?
Starting in 1955. Actually, the very first motel in the city of Chicago was at the corner of Sheridan and Foster.
Well, are they deco style?
No. They were very space-age modern, that kind of stripped-down modern, usually 2 to 4 stories, with one notable exception. But the buildings it's kind of amazing. They just sort of came and went very quickly. A lot of that land was worth more than the motels were bringing in. And, you know, they sort of had a period of decline. You know, they kind of got sort of maybe a seedy reputation, which we really don't talk about at all. We're just more concerned about who built them, when were they built, how many rooms did they have. And we were able to get some really great photos that really weren't out there. And with some help from the Edgewater Historical Society, had some great archives that we were able to use and post. So it was a lot of fun to research and bring back something that most people have forgotten.
And who is going on these tours? Because if tourists, for example, are coming into town, they want to see the tall buildings, they want to see the lakefront. How do you get people to be interested in the cable car remnants, the Chicago's Shoreline Motels? I mean, like all these very, very specific things, or are they just people who are from here?
Most of them are people that are natives or from here or have lived here a long time. But we get people that are, the great thing is we have a wide variety of ages coming on our tours. If we're doing a tour of a neighborhood on the southwest side of the city, we might get people that have lived in the neighborhood their entire life. But we'll get younger folks that maybe are new to the city but want to see different parts of the city that they've never seen before and find out more about Chicago's overlooked history. So it's really a wide range, and you know, it's been really successful. Most of our tours sell out very quickly. So,
yeah, I imagine, especially for folks who are no longer in the area, who come back to visit, maybe grew up around here, they would love your website and your tours. You know, talking about the motels, there are still a couple up and down Lincoln Avenue, and whenever I'm with out-of-towners and go by there, people will say, well, why are there motels here in this part of the city? But you have to go back before the expressways to explain that, right? People are driving to Milwaukee.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, yes and no, because a lot of people kind of don't forget that when the Edens Expressway was built, it was designed more for almost interstate traffic, so it wasn't really a local something you just hop on, hop off. It was much more you're just kind of driving to Ohio, basically, as opposed to driving to Skokie. I mean, a lot of they've even added exits over the years, so it was hard to get on and off the Eden, so you'd have these sort of commercial roads like US 41, which is Lincoln Avenue, and that's where a lot of the businesses would be because you just couldn't get off at, you know, one of those exits and just go to a motel. So we had this sort of parallel commercial district developed along the Edens Expressway, which is kind of why. Because they're later after the Edens, because motels were prohibited in Chicago before 1953. The zoning law
really?
Was changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's wow. What's interesting about the site is it's very nostalgic, and you can see all these old pictures. And then you get some information and some great Chicago history. And if you have some extra time over the holidays, check it out, because you'll get a kick out of revisiting some sites of the city here. ForgottenChicago.com.
And like you said, those magazine pictures that you guys have scanned and put on, it's really interesting to just look through that website, because the pictures are incredible. They really are high quality, beautiful pictures of things you'd never think were there.
And all the tour information is available on your site, right?
Absolutely. ForgottenChicago.com.
All right. Thanks, you guys, for coming in. Have a great holiday.
Thanks.